you been, bro?
I've been good, man. I've been good. I've been good. Same as every other DJ, man, trying to survive lockdown.
Yeah, man, trust me. Bro, I'm waiting for, you know that trim for the barber, yeah? Everyone's waiting for that one.
Bro, don't even get me started.
Bro, you're looking like Tion Wayne when he came out of prison.
Hey, listen, I might even start getting twists. I might end up like you.
There's some twists, bro. Well, what have you been doing during quarantine, man? Like, I know you're working and everything, but what else have you been doing, man?
Well, being organized. I've never been so organized in my life.
Really?
My crates are on point.
Yeah,
I
bro,
don't.
the crates have got to be on point. If they're not, when you come out of this, like,
Yeah, but
know what
there's
you've been
no
doing.
excuse. Listen,
Yeah.
there's no excuse. There's no excuse, man. There's no excuse. Right now, everything's looking fresh. So it's calm.
Switch your, he's booed up. So what have you been doing, man? Like, doing any sorry, not any like mixes or anything like that, or
Yeah, I've been doing some radio mixes. Got a couple radio mixes out and coming out. Just done one for DJ Tiny on
yeah,
Capital
I saw
Extra.
that,
Yeah, that one was
bro.
good
Like, the thing
still.
is, this period is good for the guest mixes. Like, the guest mixes are coming up in this period. It's mad.
Nah, it's actually lit. I'm trying to
So how
hopefully go on.
did yeah, so did Tiny hit hook you up, or like did he just listen to a mix of yours, or did you know each other
No,
before?
I knew him from before because we done Capital Extra Homegrown Show. So we done that. So originally I was on Rob Bruce's show. So obviously he heard me from that and then he hit me up and then he was like, yo, can you do one for his show on the Friday night? I was like, yeah, of course. Come on, who's gonna turn that down, innit? Capital
Who's gonna,
Extra
yeah, no one's gonna
Friday
turn that down,
night,
bro.
come on. So it was like, yeah, whipped up a quick mix and yeah. Loads of people tuned in as well. Steph London was vibes in, loads of people was lit.
Yeah, bro, it was actually a good mix. Like, I listened to a bit of it as well. It was sick, man. It was a good mix, man.
The more
But
UK
like,
summer one.
huh?
UK summer. You
Yeah.
know
Well,
there
there
was
is no
calm
UK
back then.
summer though. Where's the UK
Oh
summer? Where's the...
yeah.
You're
I'm
hyping me up
trying,
for
we're
no
trying,
summer.
we're trying.
But going to your career, bro, like, how did DJing start for you? How did everything come
Imagine it
about?
started literally when I went to university.
Okay.
So obviously went to uni, you know, you get loads of DJs. Everyone turns into a DJ when they go to uni, you know. So one of my friends, he had the equipment trying to mix, but he was always selfish with it. He never wanted anyone to jump on it because he was the one with the equipment, you know, the one there. So I was like, all right, cool, let me get virtual DJ. So he started on the keyboards, banging virtual DJ and stuff. Then literally when I bought a Numark, you know the controllers. I remember I got a Numark Mixtrack Pro.
Yeah, make
So I
sure
was
bro,
like, yeah. When I got that, I thought I was in that game. So started from there, from uni,
You
innit?
probably thought you were bad, didn't it? You probably thought you were
Bro, I
bad,
thought
bro.
I was lit. So I was like, yeah, I'm all banging out with some small little PC speakers. Just going in, just practicing from there, bro. And then,
So
yeah,
what's
just
been the
literally.
journey? So like from then, what's been your first gigs? What was your first clubbing gig?
Literally, it was warming up. I used to beg one guy called Shocker all the time, like from Southampton. I was like, yo, hook me up with a gig because he was doing all the big urban events in Southampton around those times. I was like, yo, I was pestering and pestering and pestering. He was like, ah, okay, cool, you can warm up for me. But bearing in mind, his warming up was as soon as the clubs open, yeah, and no, I mean, no one's in, just me and the bar staff. He's like, yeah, there you go. As soon as one person comes in, get off. So I only had like 25 minutes. I
Was it
used to just build
25
up.
minutes?
Yeah, literally, but I used to love it though, innit? Because it's still like club environment. So built up all those 25 minutes. And then when people come in, he's like, oh, you might as well stay on. So I was like, oh, lit. Got my first four people in there now. So I was
That's
like,
the first four.
yeah.
That's the
Let's
first
get
four
it
people.
cracking. Because literally, it's just normally, you know what it's like when you go to a club and set up. So it's you and the bar staff. So it's just literally no one. So yeah, started from there and then just gradually done house parties. That was the main thing that built me up actually was house parties. Because you know as like students, they don't really want to go out too much because of money and stuff. So the house parties they can bring their own alcohol. So I used to rent out some speakers, PA speakers, and then yeah, DJ house parties for free. And then we used to get like 200 people in a house. It was crazy. So
That's a
then
200. What
everyone
are you
just
doing?
moved.
Mansion
Yeah, bro, it
parties?
was
What's that
no, not even
mansion
mansion
parties,
party,
bro?
it's uni like just uni
Uni
houses,
house
innit?
party, yeah.
So yeah, Southampton used to go off. So me and my friend K Dog, DJ K Dog, Sneak Boys DJ, both of us, we just used to go at it, just house parties. So he used to have a house party down the road, like there's like 150 people in there. I used to have one, there's like another 100. We used to have more people in the house parties than the clubs. So because we've done them so frequently, everyone just knew who we were. So when we got back to the club scene, they kind of had to get us to bring the people from the house parties to the clubs. So it made it a lot easier for us. So we just started to do it from there. And then obviously built up in the clubs, started to get the out-of-town bookings and stuff. And then, yeah,
So what kind of
moving
makes
to
your
this.
set unique compared to other DJs?
I just literally say the blends of my mixes, to be fair. And the actual, what else could I actually say? The blends of the mixes, as well as the song selection. I believe no one's got the same song selection than I have, facts, period. That's definitely what makes me unique. So definitely the song selection, because that you, as you know, that's vital. No
Yeah,
song selection,
definitely.
it's up and down.
Have you ever
Crazy.
wanted to go into like the technical side of DJing or just stick with the song selection and good and clean mixes?
Now, through this lockdown, I've been making sure I get the technical side up. So I have no excuse but from practicing. So getting all my scratching on point, started off, baby scratch, get that easy. And then, yeah, just grew from there. So I'm just literally working on it. So as soon as you go back after this lockdown, I have all elements patterned up.
It's gotta be patterned, bro. Like
It's gotta be
it's gotta
patterned.
be, isn't it?
Gotta
Like,
be
you
patterned.
know what?
You can't stay still.
You can't come out of lockdown being the same as you were before lockdown. Like,
Oh, no
if I
way.
see a DJ who was the exact same before lockdown and has come out the exact same, or like, then I won't rate them. But if they couldn't scratch beforehand and then they've learned how to scratch at least a little bit, that's better than nothing.
It's just me. I'm just trying to keep on a list. So when everyone comes back out, they're gonna see a lot of variety of all different types of things and drops in it. So, because everyone knows me, I'm
Definitely.
not really a scratcher, but we will see as soon as we go back into them clubs, but then
When do you think
festivals
we're
and
gonna go back?
stuff. Realistically, I'd say about November time. As long as it is, I'd say realistic about November time, because they're already starting to open things up slowly now, in it. So
Do you think it's
I'm
too early, or
praying.
do you think it's the right time?
Personally, how it's going is actually, like, as you can see, the infections are going down and down each day. So I'm just praying it's not going to be too early.
Hopefully it
That's all
won't
I
be
can really
because
say.
I don't want it
Hopefully.
to be eased and then there's a second wave straight away as soon as
Wave
it's
and
eased.
then back in the square one. Because literally, this has cancelled so many bookings, man. This is going to have a good
Yeah,
summer.
well,
Come
your
on.
summer was good. Your summer was looking lit, bro. Like,
Oh, bro. I'm fuming, man. I literally woke up the next day after. I had one email, I had one festival cancelled. I was like, nah, please don't be the start. Please don't be the start. Literally, that was a festival in Cardiff.
yeah.
It was Swamps. So we were meant to do a festival there. And then, yeah, woke up the next day, all bookings cancelled. Like, my emails were just cancelled, 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 cancelled. I was like, oh. It was
You
mad.
know what?
We
It's
were
the
meant to go
worst.
to so many
It's the
places.
worst period, man. Like, but the thing is, we don't even know. Like, the end of the year could still hold something. No one knows, man. Like, it could do. Like,
Definitely.
if clubs come back by October, I think it'll be a good end of the year. It'll be a very good end
Yeah,
of the
but
year to
either
see.
way, it's going to be good for the good couple of months anyway, as soon as we open back up.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
everyone's going to be going crazy.
So, how did you and Swarms get in contact? Did you go like? Were you close before? How did that happen?
No, literally, like, he come down to perform in Southampton at one of our events. And then, yeah, me and my friend K-Dog, who I keep mentioning, Sneak with DJ, we was just always shelling. So me and him, we always go back to back. We normally just have about like 30 minutes each, just mixing quick back to back, just having fun with it. And then obviously when him and his boys come down, they were vibing, enjoying themselves, everything like that, just liking the mix and stuff. And then before he was gonna perform, because this was when he's just dropped Like Us, he's got no, so he hasn't really done that many shows. Bit like anxious, ready to, because he had no host, no nothing, and it's just him, two of his friends. So I was just like, you know what, let me host this properly, hype it up for you, so you just get gassed and jump on and do your thing. So hyped it up, dropped one or two more tracks, and then yeah, he jumped on. All the crowd loved it. And then yeah, he said, I want you to be my DJ. So I was like, yeah, cool.
What were you
And
like? Were
then
you like, wow, yeah? Or were you kind of like, yeah, it's
nah,
cool.
you know what actually happened was this, he's like, yeah, let me get your number. My phone was dead, but I ran to the DJ booth quickly on a low key, and I was like, yeah, I'll be back in it. I just paced it through. Went to my friend K-Dog, like, give me your phone. He's like, why? I said, just give me your phone. Got his phone, got the number, and was like, yeah, say nothing. And then shout you in it. Went back to K-Dog, I was like, yeah. Because these times, K-Dog just got sneak, like, was able to be Sneak Boy's DJ. So I see how he was doing it. He was going everywhere. He was just like shows were nonstop. He was taking me with him. I was just partying with them guys. And then yeah, I was like, yeah, this is their life. This one here should be good. And then when someone asked me, I was like, cool. And bearing in mind, he's only had one song at that time. So I was just
So
like,
it was it
cool.
kind of like a leap for it for you because you were kind of like you don't even know where this artist is going, like he's got one song.
It wasn't even like to know where he was going because I heard, like I said, before he even dropped, like I saw some of the previews and stuff, and I was like, yeah, this one's gonna go off anyway. Like, this one's definitely gonna do numbers. And then I'd done a small bit of research, listened to some of his previous songs, the ones that like quite low key, no one really heard them. I was like, he's actually talented, so he's definitely gonna do well still. And then, like I said, I already built up myself, so that was my next step anyway. So it just like made sense. So we both literally took the journey together.
Yeah, that's the question I was gonna ask as well. Like, was it the right time for you as a DJ
It
to
was
be an
perfect
artist
because
DJ?
he was just starting and I was just ready to take that step. So it was like it was just hands on, it was just perfect. So like I agree with him. You see, same way he agreed with me as well. So we both agreed together, so it was pretty dope.
Do you think like you could have you do you think you could have like waited and got a better opportunity, or do you think this opportunity was the best you could get?
That's the thing, you never wait for another opportunity, boy. As soon as you get one, you take that and you run with that and make the best out of that situation. You see what I'm saying? So like if I was to say, oh no, let me try wait for another, that might not happen again. And then at the same
Definitely.
time, me and Swans, we've been through loads of different countries together. We've done so many shows, like I can't even tell you how many shows we've done. But like would have been it's just equally as better now because he's got even bigger for himself. I've got even bigger for myself personally as well. So every time you combine together as well, it's just good. It's good for both of us.
Do you think it helps you get gigs, or do you think it's your gigs have stayed the same?
Do you know what it is? I wouldn't say it's helped me got gigs because I've all like how I established it for myself before, like networking. I've always had bookings. So if that's what made me not really worry, because what I've realized is when some people become artist DJs, they solely rely on the artist's
The OST,
bookings, whereas I had just as many bookings, if that made sense. So I had residencies, I had, you know what I mean? So for me, I'm canceling some bookings to make sure this one works and things like vice versa. So I wouldn't have said it got me more bookings, but at the same time, it's good that he has a massive following himself and he's done well for himself that it still would help me as well because we're a team. So like, as long as we're both doing well, the whole team's doing well, it's a good look for everyone, really. So I wouldn't say it's helped me to get more bookings, but it's helped me to hit more of a professional level, if that made sense.
Have you had like promoters kind of think or try and get Swarms to come down if you're DJing without him?
A million times. It happens
And
all
they're
the
like,
time.
oh, Suspects, can you get me like Swarms to come down for
Yeah. So you
free?
get all of that, but it's like, listen, yeah, booking agent, I don't deal with that. Because something like with Swans, he likes to go out and enjoy himself as well. But at the same time, you have to be careful that promoters ain't trying to use your name to make extra money and things like, you know how the business is, isn't it? Like, it just becomes crazy sometimes.
It's a difficult world. It's a difficult like the whole politics of the whole thing is mad.
The
Like,
politics. Everyone knows about the politics, right?
what's your take on like artists having beef and like having to lock off a tune because of the artist beef? Like,
You know, is me, I don't believe in that. Like me, if it's a good tune, same way, for example, like Sam doesn't have any problems, like he's calm. But if another artist say like he was to have a problem with another artist, I wouldn't still not play the other artist's tune because I'm a DJ. My job is to play the latest song, play like take people through a journey. So I would never limit myself because of artists having beef. See what I'm saying?
I think you know what? I don't, in my opinion, I think it's a bit stupid to be honest.
Yeah.
Like for
You can make
like
more
lock
money if you work together anyway, like
but especially for locking off the tune, like if you know the artist is big you have beef with, like it's gonna be played.
gonna be
You get me?
played.
Like it's like having beef with J-Hus. You know J-Hus is in the charts at the moment, so why are you gonna go out if you know that tune's gonna be
Bro,
played?
just make sure you're bigger. You
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
definitely,
So
definitely.
like make your work great. If you're hearing the guy's songs everywhere, make sure your song's everywhere. See what I'm saying?
Definitely, bro. So where do you want to take your DJing in the next couple of years? Like, where do you see yourself?
Well, me personally, I'm launching a platform very soon.
Okay.
So I've got a nice
Under
freestyle platform
wraps.
dropping. Very, in the next like couple of months. So I'm looking to do that and obviously do some radio presenting.
Yep.
and try to get myself on a radio show.
Okay, going with that, do you think radio is dying out?
Not really, because you listen to radios like without even realizing it. I.e., even if you're going into shops, like car, wherever, you're always hearing the radio. You're just thinking music's just playing, but nah, we're controlling the music, we're playing the music, so it's never really dying now. It's always going to be a need for it. And for example, to break records and everything like that, you need radio. You
Do you,
need it.
but
Obviously, go on.
no, I was gonna say, but do you think, like, with the helps of like Spotify, Apple Music, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, more people are gonna be listening to those platforms than radio?
Not necessarily, no. Because, like you said, these artists still need to, when they drop the track, they still need to go to the radio to promo. You still need your actual core fans to hear your music constantly. You see what I'm saying? So radio can never die out. It can, like, without radio, Spotify and that still can struggle as well, because people can hear the songs on the radio and then they go to Spotify to save it. You see what I'm saying? So you can never take out radio and expect all the other platforms to still function, because it's a big cycle, it's a cog in it.
Definitely.
So you can never take that out.
What's your top? Okay, I'm gonna go into this. I'm gonna go
Go
into this
on.
topic. Like, I think we were all discussing it on the chat anyway. But about black DJs not getting a recognition for playing dancehall bashment as white, the same recognition as white DJs. So, what's your kind of take on that
Do you
in
know
the
what it
commercial
is?
scene?
How I see it is this is it's a difficult one, because you have to look at, in your terms of white DJs, like you say, like white DJs. You have to look at, for example, look at house music, yeah? Look at how them DJs market themselves. So they have their names everywhere, face everywhere. You know how like the techno flyers and things like that are. But if you look at urban flyer, you just have DJs on the night and the name. So you ain't marketing yourself correctly. So what I've done, I've made sure I try to market myself as much as possible like a house DJ. But who plays urban music, and every time I do play those type of music, I get the recognition I deserve because of my whole brand identity. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like you can say black DJs versus white DJs, but you have to look at how the white DJs actually brand themselves compared to how we brand ourselves. It's totally different. See what I'm saying? So you'd get a white DJ saying, "Oh my God, he's playing urban." But you'd have to see the general thing. They've known him from time ago because of house and everything and how he's actually built up his brand. So the only thing that's different is him switching the genre. See what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily like if you used to go to a black rave, like a uni rave, some of these uni DJs have marketed themselves crazy. For example, like Pox, Strux, NSG's DJ, everyone knows them because they make sure their face is everywhere. And as well as their logos, so their brand is literally solid. So they get all the recognition they deserve. So if you ain't really built up your brand and your brand identity, you're never gonna get the recognition you deserve. No matter, even if
So,
you play on a festival stage.
as a DJ, do you look to brand as a big thing? Like, branding is a big thing.
Yeah, marketing is the biggest thing, because how I've marketed myself, believe it or not, I haven't dropped no mixes because I believe in marketing. Because how I've done it on a sole purpose that's unique for me is, people's heard of me and they've heard I've been good. So instead of they've been looking for a mix so they can't hear it, I'd rather them come and find me live and then they will continuously come. Because if you have your mixes, it's a good way to still promote yourself, don't get me wrong, but you can play yourself out. You see what I'm saying?
True,
So
true, true, yeah.
people judge me on my events and liveness instead of mixes. You see what I'm saying? So it's a whole general different feeling because they're seeing what's happening live and they're like, yeah, it's crazy, the atmosphere, but you can't get that through a mix.
Do you think you'll
So
drop
that's
a
why,
mix?
I drop mixes. I'm definitely starting to drop mixes. For example, I've just done a Capital thing and through this lockdown, I recorded some as well. So I'm going to start dropping them more frequently. But as I started, I wouldn't. You see what I'm saying? So I'd rather people take the chance, even if they think I'm a bad DJ, they've still taken the chance to come and see
To
me.
come and see you
Because of
live.
word of mouth, you see what I'm saying? So instead of judging me for my mix, come judge me in the event. So that's
So,
how I've started
as
it.
a DJ, does followers on Instagram matter and following in general matter?
No, it's the quality of your followers and who you've been networking with. Anyone can have 100K, but that doesn't mean nothing. You see what I'm saying? Like as long as you've got the key followers, see on my Instagram, I make sure I follow all A&Rs, everything music related. So if I'm gonna ever drop tracks, I've got loads of A&Rs, loads of radio DJs, loads of, you know what I mean? Just the people that actually make sense. Because no point having 1,000 people or 100,000 people that doesn't really care about anything when you've got 100 people that suddenly can actually support your music properly.
Yeah,
So I
definitely.
just work on the quality rather than quantity.
Have you had any problems with managers or promoters in clubs?
Make sure you get a deposit and make sure, you write your contracts. I'll tell you that for free.
the
No word of
contracts are the
mouth
that's
contracts. I stopped all of that. I'm like, here, like, if you really want to book me, you're going to sign a bit of paper. It doesn't matter, innit? You know what I mean? So that's, make sure you just got yourself covered. Because there's a lot of, oh, mate, we didn't make that much tonight. Or I've been through them situations, man. It's too long. Like,
The
oh,
worst ones is
but
when you've
I.
done like an extra couple hours, they don't even pay you for like the whole night or for that.
No, it's like, I was like, you know what? But at first, it's a blessing because I used to use promoters like that. I used to know the promoters are like that, and when I tried to build up my brand, it does. I need to be playing in front of people, so they will be thinking they're doing one on me when really you're helping me massively, and you don't even know it. But I will let you think that you got the one up. See what I'm saying? So when it actually comes to, because what I've done as well in one of my residencies, they didn't used to pay me. They used to pay me like £50. Or
I said
£80 for the night.
50p.
Yeah, but it used to be terrible. Like, and that's like 4 or 5 hours worth of DJing. But
Bro,
what I
that's
done,
I would have left that straight, man.
no, but listen, what I done is this. I was like, okay, cool. I looked at myself and I was like, where, who knows me? No one really knows me. I can't really say like I'm bringing nothing apart from myself, really. So I'm just like, cool. Let me take it and I'll work this crowd because it used to be busy. It used to get 150 people in there, 200 people in there. I was like, okay, these people know me as the DJ for here every week. So once they got used to me, everything like that, I went to the promoter again. I said, I'm not DJing no more unless you pay me this. He said, don't worry, we'll find someone else. I was like, cool. So I went out that following week to party. Everyone's like, are you DJing? I was like, no. So I went around, made sure everyone knew that I wasn't DJing. I'm just here to have a good time. And then they wasn't happy. So they were all complaining to the promoter and he had to get me back. And then he got me back for the price that I wanted. And then I never settled less than that. You see what I'm saying? So it's good. It's a blessing in disguise,
So you
but
used it to
you
your
just got to know how
advantage in
to
that
work it.
sense.
You just got to use it to your advantage. See what I'm saying? So nothing's never a bad deal, depending on how you make it.
So coming out of quarantine, what are you like? I'm not gonna ask you your prices, but like, how do you know what to price yourself at? Are you staying to yourself and sticking at the same price or?
Now I know that's a personal. Like I'm gonna increase it because.
You're
Like
gonna
I said, my
increase?
whole brand, because my whole brand has grown, and the caliber of bookings that I have had, and that I do have, and that has been cancelled, but I still got, is a higher level than the ones that these can really offer me. I never want to lose that base, but they have to grow with me, and it's not like I'm just saying, oh, I'm charging this now. I've got the evidence why. You can see why. Like, do your research why. You see what I'm saying? So, me, I'm growing, so my price is gonna grow. Whoa, it's cool.
What's
Yeah, so
been
my price is gonna grow.
the biggest of clubbing event you've done, or just clubbing booking, and then biggest festival?
Ooh, do you know what? It was with Swamps. The biggest one was New Year's Eve. We was headlining with H and D Block Europe at what was it, Bass Fest in Sheffield. That was like 7,500 people. It just looked crazy. Like I remember, we went in through the back because it was like an indoor thing, but it was massive. Went in through the back. They're like, "Okay, DJ, go up there. We take you up there to set up." I was like, "Okay, yeah, that's cool." I remember climbing up the stairs and I looked up and then there was just thousands. I ducked for a second. I was like, "Whoa, this is my biggest crowd still." So I was like, "Okay, set up." And I went back down to Sons and I was like, "Listen, I've never seen that much people in one space before." So yeah, it's crazy. It's gonna go off.
Did you get
And then yeah, you
nervous?
had a good set. Yeah, I did get nervous on that one. But where we've been doing it week in, week out anyway, with like 1,000+ at the residencies and stuff like that anyway, it's not really being nervous because we know what to expect and we know what to do. It's just sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming when there's like thousands of people in front of you, like over like 3,000. It's a different feeling. So
What's your song you're dropping just before Swarms is coming on? Like, what's the song you're getting everyone
you know,
hyped
it
with?
is. It all depends where we are in the city. Like, depends what city we're at, because, like you said, every crowd's different. So, It could be if we're in London, it's more you're hard, like most of you quick. Ooh, I don't know if there's too many. But like if it was like in say your Midlands,
Yeah.
it's all like different crowds per area, you know. So maybe a bit of old school, maybe a bit of like UK, so quick Dino or someone like that, little young who's hyped. All depends. Literally all depends.
What do you think about the UK scene at the moment? Like in terms of drill and
You know what
hip-hop?
it is? It's good because now, like, being an artist isn't actually a job. If
Yeah.
you notice back in the day, it doesn't matter if you was a good artist or whatever, it's like they still had a part-time job because it wasn't like so, what's it like, secure, if that made sense. But now they're actually getting paid what they deserve and their recognition. So now it's actually good for the UK scene because now everyone's actually working, they're actually getting paid the money that they're meant to be getting paid instead of other labels eating it up a lot more. See what I'm saying? So everyone's actually starting to eat a bit more. That's
Do you
why I'm
think there's
saying
more
with DJs.
diversity in the music scene?
Yeah, but with UK, like as soon as one like with UK, the talent people like us, they basically start to copy each other. That's what limits us because as soon as they hear a sound and they realize everyone's catching on to it, they just want to mimic that and jump on it. Whereas if they carry on with their own style, that's still going to get just as much. Going to get more attention. So like I feel like with the UK artists, they need to stay true to themselves because it's just a matter of time. You see what I'm saying? So don't just jump on the hottest bandwagon right now and try to jump on drill beats if that's not your style because you're just forcing it, man. Just relax and just do you.
So, coming out of quarantine, what are you playing in the clubs? Like, a lot of artists have dropped a lot of things during quarantine. Like, and
Listen.
let's say the clubs open up in like October, November. These songs are like 5, 6 months old or 4 months old. Like, how do you know what's
But it's still
good?
gonna be going off. Do you know what it is? It's because yeah, it's still gonna go off because everyone's had enough time to digest these songs and they haven't had enough time to actually enjoy the songs with their friends and their peers. So like you know what it's like in a club environment and festival environment when you're with your friends, the song's just even that much better. So the good thing for us is we've got so much music to drop as soon as we go into it's crazy.
Literally,
It's actually crazy.
there's so much I'm
So
trying to drop,
much.
but like I'm like, when do I drop it? How do I drop it? Where do I
Drop
drop
it.
it? Like,
I know
there's
what you
so many
mean. I know what you
questions.
mean.
Like
But now you just
I know
know.
the song that's gonna drop properly is, I don't know, Tion Wayne. That song is lit, bro. That's
Listen, I can't wait to do a drill set and
I
stuff. I'm
you know that's
excited.
gonna get wheeled up about 1,000 times, man.
That's going to get wheeled up. Listen, I need to get a dub plate. I'm trying to secure a dub plate,
You're gonna
man.
get dubbed for it.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
See
I need that.
that tune is, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, that's
Like,
hot. That's hot.
I'm not really into drill, but
Yeah.
I started listening to more Dutch and stuff like that. All of them,
No, Dutch
maybe
is
like,
cold. As soon as I
yeah,
heard,
he's
you know
cold.
what? He's been an artist that's been around for a while, but I see when he come out with what was it? Surely? Mad. I was
Yeah,
like, yeah, I
man,
need to stay tuned
definitely.
with this guy still. He's actually cold.
Do you keep up with up and coming artists as well in the scene, or do
Yeah,
you kind of?
100%. Because that's why when I'm dropping this platform, you're gonna see like I got some there's some good up and coming artists out there, some wavy ones.
Bro,
So
like there's so many, man. Like it's
so
like
many.
DJs. It's literally the exact same. It's like the same. Like left, right, and
Yeah.
center. Left, right, and center. There's like
What do you
thousands,
say?
man.
For quarantine has made us loads of artists.
Yeah, like not even just that,
Loads.
bro. Like even just doing these interviews, I just realized how many DJs there are. Like I
That's
just like
crazy.
as you know, yeah. Like being an artist DJ, you'll stick with your kind of circle and whatever. And I stuck with my circle, and then I'm doing these, and I'm like, oh, there's like this DJ here.
There's
There's
so
this,
many.
like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's
And that if
crazy.
you notice they're all at everyone's at the same level as well because everyone's still controlling like thousands of people in certain venues just all over the place. So we all still can relate well. So it's not like there's just loads of DJs that ain't really doing anything. Everyone's actually doing bits and it's nice because like you said, I took the time out through this lockdown as well. I followed so many DJs I wouldn't have seen before. And it's just
Yeah,
like,
you wouldn't
wow,
have
they're
heard of me
doing
before.
this. Yeah, definitely. And I'm like, oh, wow, people are doing this. Like, oh, I need to implement this because I wouldn't have thought about this. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's been good, man. Like I said, lockdown's been blessing in disguise, man.
You probably needed a bit of a break, innit?
Well, I need, listen, we was like doing four shows a week, three shows a week. So me, I'm doing a swarm show, then I'm coming back from somewhere like Manchester, then doing my own residency, then my own booking, then don't even have a break. I'll go do one of his bookings, then have a day off, and then
Yeah.
I'll go back again and do, it's just all over the place. Just living a motorway, man.
So nowadays, do you think artists and songs have a shelf life? And why is that?
You know, it is. I feel like all the, like I said, it all depends on the artist because some people just try to do the quick route and actually just try, like I said, copy and try and mimic something. And if it does blow, they ain't got nothing else to offer.
Yeah.
So, see, when I say about the artist, when I say, like, take your time and relax, like, just do you, you're gonna have so much of a catalogue. So, when people do pick you up and they're gonna find out all your old stuff, you've got so much to offer.
Yeah.
So, you can't really go out. But with these like artists where they like you could say they do overnight success and then they just get one song and then they're everywhere and then
Yeah.
that's it. You're destined to
See,
fail anyway because you've
TikTok
got
is
nothing else
helping
to
that as
offer.
well.
Yeah, TikTok is wow, it's crazy. I
TikTok's
might even be
massive,
an
man.
artist. You
All
might
right,
even see me make a
go do
track.
a song, man. Go do a song, put it on TikTok. Bro, watch your following get to like at least 40K in like 1 second, man, from
It's
that.
crazy
Like
nowadays, man.
TikTok is crazy. Like the thing is, it's the best way for me to get my songs. I'm on actually, I don't have TikTok, but like from like my cousins or sister or whatever using TikTok, I'm like listening to these tunes that I haven't actually heard yet, and I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, this actually bangs, though. I can't lie.
You say
Like,
you
bro, I only I
secretly
heard.
Shazamming it, innit?
Yeah, I'm
You're
low
there,
key.
like, what's
I'm like, well, yeah, what's that called? Like, I
No,
can't
I hear
lie to you.
you.
I like with Rover, I heard it on TikTok from my sister, not even from the radio or anything. Like, that's how
Yeah.
I heard it from. And like,
Oh,
they're doing
I've
bits,
where did I
man.
hear that?
Simba and all of
That
that doing
yeah,
bits.
that song, but I just see that. You know what it is? That song was sponsored everywhere. I saw that everywhere. Like I can't remember where I first heard it. I think it was on a radio actually. And then see when you first hear it, then you notice it. And it is everywhere. Like everywhere it was playing, bro.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean, like,
bro.
there's a remix now. Like, Zaza hopped on that remix. Like,
Oh yeah,
it's.
he's cold. I rate him.
Yeah, Zaza's calm as well. Like,
I
there's a.
rate
You know
him.
what? It's hard, man, because the scene is. It's like diverse, but not diverse. It's hard to explain. You
Yeah.
get what? Like, I don't know if you get what I mean. Like, there's a lot of different sounds, but then everyone kind of jumps on the same thing, if you get what I mean. Like
Yeah,
that.
because you know it's the beats, man. It's the beats that make it the same. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, people are not staying true to what they normally do, and they're just like, oh, what? Drill's popping. These beats are popping. I need to make it work on this beat. I have to, and they're just forced in it. So, like,
Okay,
you
I'm gonna.
still find that some talented artists, you still can tell they've got talent, but you're like, wow, man. Like, just switch it up. I'm hearing the same thing. Like, come on, it's draining.
Definitely. So I'm gonna ask you this: why is it that UK artists can't get to the level of US artists, or if it, or they can but
No, you know what it
restricted?
is? I've had this discussion before. It's not even like they can't get into the same. You have to remember how big America is. So, like, you have to take that into consideration. It's massive. So, like, there's some underground artists in America that are touring like crazy cities and they're actually making so much money because, like, it's easier to get your music out in those states, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
Whereas England
definitely.
is a bit more tighter. So, it doesn't really operate like that. You see what I'm saying? So, I wouldn't say,
Where'd
like,
you?
go on.
Yeah, sorry. No, carry on, carry on.
No, I was just gonna say like with these new artists as well, the only bad thing is like because they realize these actual artists are starting to make money from this now, they're like,
Yeah.
oh, this is definitely the way. So they're just even more forcing it. You see what I'm saying? So that's why it, like starts to mess up with that's where we start to go wrong. Like I said, if you just stay true to what you're saying, your time will come, man.
Yeah.
Let us
Do
make
you
sure you
think
take your opportunities.
after quarantine, DJs will be more humble in that sense? Because I know when like money comes into play, there's always going to be competition. And do you think like this period has humbled a lot of people, and like even if you if it is yourself who's humbled as well, like do you think DJs are more inclined to bring people into their sets and guest mixes and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely, definitely. Because how I found it is like you definitely need to one bring other people through because they could even do better than you. You see what I'm saying? And they could go like have some mad links and mad situations, then they will help you. So you can
Do you get
never
worried about that?
No, never. Like I've taught so many people at the DJ, and you wouldn't even believe it. Like,
Yeah.
and it's not like I'm gonna be out saying, "Yeah, I taught this guy," because I need that guy to be just as better than me. Because if he gets even further than where I couldn't go, maybe
He will
he's the
help
one
you
that could
out.
help me. You know what I mean? So you can never look at it like that, and I'd never look at it like that.
Yeah, you can't
I'm
burn bridges.
always,
That's the thing.
nah, never,
In this
never.
game, you can never burn it. Even if you hate the person, you can just never burn
Yeah, nah, you know
it.
it is. I just like me, like, because there's so many opportunities. It's like I just like to try help when I can, and I just hope maybe I don't ever give to receive, but if I ever needed a helping hand, you would more than happily do the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So
Like,
you
the thing
always have
is,
to bring in
the
people.
biggest DJs got somewhere because someone else helped them as well. They didn't just get
Million
like
percent.
they didn't just get there. They didn't just
Yeah,
board in that
million
scene, you
percent.
get me? Like,
And the thing is, if you don't bring someone with you to like warm up for you, because you get other DJs, which is sad, they get jealous, isn't it? Like everyone, every DJ knows them 11 o'clock DJs that want to drop every single banger out there, and then yeah, there you go, and you just have to make it work,
What's
isn't
your
it? That's it.
take on the DJs not playing their part then?
Do you know what it is? For me, I enjoy it. Do you know what it is? Because I don't mind. I've got my catalog strong, so I can go all night on loads of things. You know what I mean? So when I come across a DJ that says, "You know what? Okay, cool. I can see what they're thinking, and they're trying to play with these bangers," and they're like, "Okay, cool. You jump on. Mine's just gonna be better than yours now, because I'll just take people back, mix it with a bit of new school as well, and then have a whole different vibe. It's not even about what songs you play; it's how you play them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. It's what you
So,
do with the songs.
exactly. So when I come across those DJs, like obviously it's annoying because it messes up your like situation. But as you as a DJ, if you can't play music and you're not prepared for that, then what are you doing? You're just as bad, really.
Yeah, I think if you can't take over the night after that, then you're just as bad. Like, I don't understand how you can't
I can
how have you got the
understand
same
why, like,
music?
when you've got the guys that's playing all these bangers, 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 but at the same time, they don't realize they're playing at the wrong time. So certain things are delayed with reactions. And so, i.e., if people ain't had, like, maybe less drink or whatever, you know what I
No,
mean?
yeah, it's annoying
So.
because imagine you're going out on a night out, you've heard all your songs before 12 o'clock, you're like, okay, cool, I'm done, let's go home.
And then you just like,
Like,
oh,
okay,
it's
cool,
kind of that.
what's the rest of the night gonna be like if you've heard all your songs?
Yeah, and I hear you. But now you just gotta make it work, man. Like I said, so you should never feel like, oh, you've played everything. What am I gonna do? You should never be like that. Me, I just connect, look at the crowd, and do my thing.
What cities are popping in the UK that you've DJed in?
That's a good question, you know. Ooh, do you know what it is? I'd have to say, it's up north, man. Up north is
Always up
crazy.
north, always up
So
north, man. The up
it's
north
up there
people,
is
man.
just mad, man. It's
Why
lit.
is it that
Like they're
every time I ask a DJ what's the best place for that's popping, they're going up
Well, up
north,
north
like
is just
Birmingham,
mad.
Manchester.
Yeah, like for example, Newcastle, crazy. Just like the energy up there is mad. Like man, I don't know. They know how to party properly up there, man.
I
Like
don't know
it's the
what is
energy
it
is
about
real.
London? Like, what is it about us? Like, we
Do you
can't.
know it's with wow, London? Right, it's either gonna go two ways. It's gonna be the best night you've had. Like I mean, like everyone's lit. Like it's just going, it's crazy. Or everyone's just gonna be sitting there bougie, not wanting to party, or just, you know what I mean, trying to be the bigger person and that. So is it gonna go one or two ways? But as you as a DJ, you're the one that's meant to be bringing it out at these people anyway. So if you've got loads of people standing around and that, then you need to do something about it,
What's
really.
your take on like the whole clubbing scene? Do you think clubbing's dying out? Do you think these events are helping the clubs to keep themselves running?
You know, do you know what it is? Events are definitely helping the club, because like you're not gonna go to the same spot every week, like without no reason. That just doesn't make sense anymore. So in that aspect, it is dying out. Because you used to have your same Friday and Saturday regulars that always go out, who live for the weekend and that. But I don't know, think money problems, or how this day and age is going, like people are spending money more wisely, so they're only trying to go out to
Well, you
certain
say that, but you
events.
got people putting 20K down on a bottle spend.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. So, like, it goes one or two ways. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
I think like after quarantine, I feel like a lot of clubs are gonna take that route of the bottle spend route
yeah, it's
because they're
gonna
gonna need the
go
money. They're gonna need
crazy,
the
and everyone's
money.
had time to save as well, isn't it? So,
Furlough only, furlough.
Well, like I said, if you run yourself as a business, then you can be in the same situation. So.
Definitely. So, looking at your career, what's been the highlight for you?
Do you know the highlight? I'd say my first own international booking, and that was Norway. Like, that was without someone knowing, like, I got booked. They booked me. So,
How did you get that? Was that through contacts or?
yeah, no, it was through Instagram. So,
Oh, okay.
obviously, like, they followed me, and then they, where I do my videos and always upload videos of the sets that I've done. I have my own video videographer and everything like that. So, the individual will see the sorts of my stuff out clean. And
What's
then,
the
yeah.
Norway scene like?
But it's like, you know, it's like UK. It's exactly
Okay.
like London, but with more energy. Like, these guys just want to party, man. So it's good energies. It's literally good energies over there. So when they hit me up, I was like, whoa, like, Norway. And I was like, okay, cool. And then no one else wanted to come with me in it. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to do this on my own. But I'm glad I did because it's a good experience still. So, like, they picked me, you know, when they get a chauffeur, they pick you up, nice hotel, and everything's packed. I'm
Like
like,
you
yeah.
got VIP
This
treatment,
is what
bro. You
I
got
want, yeah. You see
VIP.
what I'm saying? Like, my rider was met nicely, and like, no problem, like, it was just perfect. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want now because I'm not messing with promoters that are saying, oh, can't be, like, it's running smooth. Like, I was like, yeah, this is the level that I need to keep it at. You see what I'm saying?
What
So that
cities or
was my highlight.
countries do you want to DJ in, like, not with, like, without swarms, just like yourself?
Myself, I would say, I definitely want to do an American booking, so I definitely want to do somewhere in New York or something. But obviously, at the moment, yeah, I don't really want to do that. So, but with everything going on, how
Like
they're
the
moving, bro.
whole American
Bro,
scene at
like
the
how they're
moment is a
moving is
bit.
just ridiculous, bro. Like, I don't even want to get that's a conversation for another day, man. That one angers me
This is
there.
for another day,
Like,
bro.
that one
You know
angers
what?
me,
It's
man.
just all a bit mad. Like, I have
It's
no
just.
words for it, man.
But
I
same,
don't have
literally
words.
here, like, it's ridiculous, babe.
Like,
So,
I feel like also it's gotten out of hand because of the whole Corona situation as well. I feel like if Corona weren't a thing and no one was in lockdown, I don't think it
yeah,
would have been the same reaction. I think it's obviously it's still a sad thing,
because it's
but
forced, you know, it's forced everyone to actually look at it, you know, like, you can't escape it,
yeah, you can't, yeah,
like
because
you know how normally they're like, oh yeah, but he done this,
teenager
and they brush
died
it
or
under
something,
the,
yeah.
they brush it under the carpet. Like, they're like, what's the excuse for this? And they're like, oh shit, he actually ain't even got, you can't even cover this right now. So
Yeah,
I know
because
it's forced
obviously everyone's
everyone
at
to
home watching
see.
the news. Everyone's at home watching the news. Everyone's doing, no one's doing anything. Like, it's different if we're living our lives normally. We're at work and blah, blah. Okay, we'll hit the news, but I think the reaction would be totally different to how it is now.
Yeah, trust me, like, it's, but you know what, it's needed because, like you
It
said,
was
everyone's
needed,
had
yeah.
enough, man. Like,
Yeah.
it's not even just America, it's everywhere, isn't it?
It's
And you know,
every country. Like,
you still get the
China's doing
UK,
that as
some
well.
people in the UK just being like, oh yeah, man, you guys, like, why do you need the special treatment? Who needs special treatment? It's
That's a
mad.
special
They
treatment.
don't even
It's a
know, they
special
don't even know
treatment.
half the thing that goes on. Like, are you meant to walk down the road and say, oh, look, there's policeman, chill out. You see, that's on the normal. You're
How
not
many
meant
times
to
have you been
move like that.
stopped? Like
Oh
just
my,
doing like nothing for nothing, like for nothing.
bro. Listen, do you know what it is? I used to carry my controller. I bought the DJ, you know, the SX2. It's quite
Yeah,
big.
it's big. I got
So
that. Yeah,
I
I got
used
that
to
one.
carry that, and then I used to carry my stand and everything when I'm walking to booking. And then I used to always get stopped near Bedford Place, and they're like, oh, so what are you doing? Where are you going? I'm just like, well, I'm going to work. Like, what
Go to
else do you
work because I'm
need?
going
Like,
to work.
you see what I'm saying? So it's just small things like that. Or I used to get the odd, oh, you met this description of this, and it's just the typical stuff. It's just bullshit. And just
Yeah,
like, well,
I
listen.
was talking to a DJ and he was saying like he sometimes he has to cross the road because someone doesn't want to walk on the same path. Like
No, but do you know
that's
what?
that
People
stuff
ain't
that stuff
speaking. No,
that's no
do you
but
know what
that
is?
stuff annoys me, bro.
Do you know what people need to realize? Okay, forget about the UK, please, for a second. Them bouncers. See
I
them
know, no, yeah.
bouncers.
Alright, so this is interesting point as well because before, right, in my interviews today, I've been talking about bouncers, like especially
Whoa.
in West End, bro. West End
Whoa.
clubs, they're the worst.
Bro,
Like
like, these
I'll tell you
bouncers
the
are
story. So
crazy.
like I was supposed to go Rain, London Rain Club. Knew
Yeah.
the promoter, everything sorted, right? I turn up 5 minutes late. Bouncer ups the money, first of all. He ups it to 150 quid on the door. I said, I ain't paying 150 quid for the door. Like, and I'm not even like it's just a guest list. Like, I ain't got a table or anything. It's just guest list. I ain't paying 150, and then he got, and then he didn't allow me in because I was like, I don't like, my promoter was there, was going, he can come in with me, blah, but they were saying no. And then I overheard, so I'm still standing there overhearing, oh, we're not allowing any more black people in.
Yeah,
We're only
bro, it's
allowing,
crazy.
we're only allowing a couple black guys, that's it.
Yeah, no, do you know how much like there's bare places that I've even been to a party and they're like, oh, where did I go? It was Leeds. Yeah. And me and my friend. So we had a show there and then obviously we finished our show and then I was like, cool, let's go out. There was a little club under the bridge. And then the guy was like, we went up, just us two, and that they knew wasn't from Leeds, innit? So they that is obvious. And then they instantly said, nah, you can't come in. He was like, why? They were like, oh, your footwear. We looked at our footwear. My friend was wearing Lubes. Me, I just had some calm black kicks on as well. So nice suede things. And they were like, nah, you just can't come in. So it was like, all right, cool. So as soon as you start to walk off again, as soon as you turn around, you know when they're letting people in. Well, one guy had blazers. You know the Nike blazers, the shoes. He went in with them. I looked at my friend and I was like, well, there's not even a point to even go and ask. It's pointless. Let's just go,
It's
bro.
just no point, like
There's
there's
no
no
point.
point. It's so stupid to just like that's the worst thing to do is get in a fight with a bouncer, man. It's just the worst
Yeah,
thing.
man. It's just
And like
pointless.
it's true, and it's girls actually get it worse though. Like I've seen promoters look a girl up and down and go, no, you're not getting in.
Yeah, no. Nah,
It's like, and I
I'm
feel bad,
not
bro,
gonna lie.
because
No, nah.
imagine like the girls like dressed up, they bought the money for this new dress or whatever,
Yeah.
come out, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna get a free night out, but then in the queue
No,
the
I
promoter.
imagine I had it worse one time though. Like I won't mention the club because like I've sorted it out with them and they've sorted it out in it and I work there now. But I used to have to show my ID to prove that I'm going there to work. And
You
then
had
I
to
used to
show
have to
your
go
ID.
through my ID to prove that I'm gonna go work. And then I had to
Oh.
go through the scanners as well and get my DJ equipment searched
So
and
it's so
everything.
unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. I've never been searched as a DJ though. I've never been searched as a DJ.
Oh, this is what I'm saying. That will happen. But as soon as they done that to me, and I looked and I was like, "Bro, are you kidding me?" One, I come here every Friday to make money for you guys, and you're stopping me on the door already, asking me for ID. But you see him every week,
I don't understand it when they check
bro.
the when they check when they check my decks or whatever, like
No, do you know? I left it for a while. I left it for like a month. So every Friday, I've done it. And then I just lost it. I just like, bro, you're actually taking a bit. You see me every Friday coming to open the room.
Man, have I killed
What's your
anyone? Have I
problem?
killed anyone?
Like, bro, jarring.
Right, you know what? Like, I hope that changes. I don't think it will, though. Personally, I don't think it
Bro,
will,
this is what I'm
but.
saying. Like everything needs to change. So, and that hopefully
It's
will
gonna be a
change
slow
with it. If anything
process. It'll be
changes,
a
isn't it?
slow
Very slow.
process. Like,
Very slow,
very,
bro.
very slow. Like,
But
I
slow is better than nothing, man.
hopefully, like, people are kind of looking at what's happening in America. Like, I hope that people are kind of learning from what's going on because it's just mad what's going on, but.
No, I feel like they are though, secretly, because you
But
can't run away from it. It's there in your face, isn't it? So,
the problem is we're running is that it's becoming a trend.
yeah.
You get me? Like, first of all, it was like, okay, cool, Black Lives Matter, and like we need to speak out. But now it's becoming a trend where,
Yeah,
like,
it's like a
after
fashion
quarantine,
statement, isn't it?
it's like a fashion thing to go to these protests now. Like, I know there's people going there just because they want to show they at the protests. You get me? Like,
Yeah, no, it's true.
they're not even going because they actually feel something about that
But
whole movement.
you still have to realize as well, you still got to use that as well because there's still, I know it's still wrong and it's the wrong idea and the wrong mentality to go for, but it's still powerful because they don't realize what they're doing and they're actually broadening the horizon and the awareness without really even knowing it. But at the same time, it's out of order for the reason of why you want to go. You see what I'm saying? So, me, I always like to look at the pros and cons from both sides of it. You see what I'm saying? So, it's wrong that they want to go for those reasons. But I'm lucky, or not lucky, like I'm happy that, okay, cool, it's snap there, but you're a bitch for doing that. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing else.
Literally,
You can't control people, innit? You know what I mean? So.
that's the thing, and I feel like this is, and I don't want it to be, and I'm sure everyone doesn't want it to be, but I think it's gonna be a trend, like, and then after quarantine, everyone's gonna forget about it, and everyone's gonna
Yeah.
go back to how it was, because I don't think, like,
No, but
I'm
I feel
seeing.
like this is what I was saying. I feel like it has a bit too much of a momentum for it just to go away like that, compared to how it happened like prior, if that makes sense, or all of the other times it's happened. Because you know how, like you said, that's made you say that, like, everyone's going to forget about it because it's happened loads of times. But how this momentum has been, I don't think it can just end like that. Something
the only
has
way
to give.
The only way it's going to resurface is when, if the policeman doesn't actually get a sentence or his sentence is light. That's the only way it's going
to... Then that's like, going to create the most biggest uproar for them, that something has to change. So there's going to be... Like, I feel like something...
I can tell you hands on heart that I think he's not going to get a big sentence. I think it'll be 5 years.
Not.
It'll be like something... Not. Not even five... Like, if I don't know. Like, if the judge is calm, I'm saying it'll be probation or something.
But that'd be the worst thing they would do, though. And that's the thing, is they know that. So, like...
Yeah, they know that.
Like, they know that. So that's the best thing. Like, they know that. And if they actually do go down that route, then boy, they know what they know.
Basically, the riots are going to be mad out there, man. Like, it's really mad, but the riots are going to be mad.
Even about that, like, internationally, like, even in London earlier, like, the police were starting to back up and getting, like...
But the thing is, I feel like some police officers are going to take this like, oh, you can do this. You get me? Like, in some countries that aren't cultured enough, like educated enough to know what's wrong and what is.
But then that's where it's our job to make sure we, you see what I'm saying? Educate and make sure we educate ourselves. See what I'm saying? So
I think that's the thing, is education. Because, like, beforehand, you know, like, there wasn't a lot of this, you know, not like social media weren't educating people. Now we're kind of educating people. And especially the new generation coming up.
Because people are actually starting to realise, oh, like, what do you mean about they were kings before? What do you mean that this happened for this long? And just the questions that you'd never ask in school and things like that. You see what I'm saying?
That's because it would never be in school. No one would, like, unless it was a history lesson, you might talk about it, but not to the
maybe
extent
maybe in
where...
October, if you're lucky. You see what I'm saying? Like, so, I hear you.
But yeah, hopefully it gets better, man. Like, that's the main thing. Like, it's sad to see. Like,
but the thing is, like, it's almost not sad to see because you see it all the time.
But I think it's sad how we see it all the time, but don't see it all the time. You get me? It's like,
no, but imagine seeing it. I was watching. No word of a lie. Every day I would go on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd see it every day on Facebook, all different types of ones, but at least 6-7 months before this happened.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think they've surfaced the news coverage. Or they have, but no.
Oh, no, they haven't.
But
they have to, because everyone else is re-uploading all the stuff. See, all the stuff that I watched like 6-7 months ago, that's all come alive now. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, now they're seeing that, they're thinking that happened like yesterday, when no, listen, this happened 6 months ago,
five months ago,
this one, 3 months, you see what I'm saying? Now they're like, wow.
Or what we were talking about before is that it probably surfaced, but we didn't take notice because we were busy, we're doing our daily lives. We just thought it was a, you know, when they go, oh, boy died under police arrest or whatever, like, we're just like, oh, it's sad.
You expected to hear
it,
isn't it?
Yeah, we don't check the actual facts, we don't check what's going on until now when we're actually checking, because we've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, because everyone's conditioned to be like that. So
definitely, man.
In your own time.
But yeah, man, like, I hope you're safe, though. I hope your family's safe and everything during this period.
Likewise, everyone's calm, everyone's just chilling, staying locked.
We've got to keep like a little community, like the DJing community, man.
Yeah, definitely. But what, like I said, like what you said earlier, it's definitely started to like build a nice one throughout this lockdown, because like loads of DJs have hit me up, followed me, said check this out, like repost. It's always easy to help and share things and repost other people's work as well, isn't it? So
definitely. But bro, I'm waiting for a mix.
Drop it soon. Now, mostly in the next week or so, I've got one lined up to drop.
Is it summer? Is it summer vibes?
Nah, do you know what it is? I'm going to do a dual one because of all of these. There's too many crazy songs being released at the moment. I'm like, yeah.
I'm going to gas you on that one. I'm going to be like, reload it.
Yeah, no, I'm actually going to do the reloads in there. Trust me, because you already know what parts to reload or where people are gonna be. You know what I mean, innit?
I'm
Same
waiting
way
to
you
hear. I don't
Babylon
know. I
too.
don't know. It's gonna come up. I'm like, yes.
Bro, trust me.
That song actually gassed me. I can't
No,
lie.
I'm excited to play
What?
that one though. I mean, I'm actually excited to play that one. See, people are gonna try to drop that one straight away, but I don't think it's a song to drop straight away. You
You
need
can't.
to
You gotta
wait.
let it ease. You gotta let
You
it
got you
ease.
gotta tease everyone with things first before you drop that. But that one's gonna go off.
Definitely, bro. But it would be good to come down to one of your sets, man, and
Oh,
like
definitely,
get on
man.
board.
Bro,
Get on board.
I would definitely hit you up with some sets, 100%,
No, I
million
appreciate that,
percent.
bro. Like, I really appreciate that.
So
But
you have
yeah,
to come to
man,
one of
hope
my
you're staying safe, man.
residencies.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming, bro. Like, just tell me when and where I'm coming. I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, I've got notes now where of which DJs I've got to come to. So,
Yeah. Make sure, like I said, don't just say that. Make sure,
bro,
because I
no,
got you for that.
no, no, but make sure as well. That's what I'm saying.
Bro,
Like,
that's
I'll
the
be
thing. I got
there.
you for that, innit?
I'll be
I'm a man of
there.
my word when it comes to them things. So.
I'm there, bro. I'm there. I'm there.
Lit, lit, lit,
But
lit,
love,
lit.
bro. Thank you. Thank you for this as well. Been a
All right
good
then,
chat,
man.
man.
It's been good. All right, say now.
But
Stay
yeah,
safe.
yeah, you too, bro. Take care. All
All
right,
right, stay safe.
thanks, man.